But this is my message for you, everybody around the world, but especially the people here in the United States. This is for you. When your icebox is bare, eat the rich. Show your stomach you care, eat the rich. Oh, the rich have so much power, I think it's a shame. It's really not the problem, but we know who's to blame. I'm tired of being manipulated, but that's a stupid game. Eat the rich, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yeah. Eat the rich, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yeah. Chemicals in your food. Well, eat the rich, yum, yum, yeah. Because the rich, they eat good, so go on. Eat the rich, yum, yum, yeah. Oh, the rich have so much power, I think it's a shame. This really not the problem, but we know who's to blame. And I'm tired of being manipulated, but they're stupid games. Eat the rich, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yeah. Eat the rich, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yeah. Okay, I'd like to take the time here to look at the menu. We gotta have a menu if we're gonna eat. It says here that melons are always in season. And I don't mean cantaloupes. And I don't mean watermelons either. They got Gettys and meatballs. I said the Gettys and meatballs. And some folks, they like Oysters Rockefeller. But not me, I like to watch TV and eat Hearst patties, uh-huh. So yeah, my Hearst patties, uh-huh. Well, we even got something for all of you, the organic freaks. We got rose hip tea, and it's hip you see. Cause the rose is the hip of a Kennedy. Eat the rich, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yeah. 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 Oh, the rich have so much power, I think it's a shame. They're swearing not the problem, but we know who's to blame. I'm tired of being manipulated, but that's stupid game. Eat the rich, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yeah. Eat the rich, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yeah. Okay, I would like to take the time here to eat me a little bit. Excuse me, brother, can you spare a rib? I know you can. I'm gonna take it anyway. So watch out. Oh, the rich have so much power, I think it's a shame. It's really not the problem, but we know who's to blame. I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Come on, y'all, let's go grub out.
Well, it looks like we've got down to the hardcore. It always happens this way, but we get the biggest rewards because just a couple announcements. Will Rose from the LFL Bus A please come to the main gate? Rose, get over here. And I'll tell you what happens to the hardcore. They get the very best, the very most exciting, and they get all of the work. We're going to be having work detailed announcements in a few minutes. But right now, let's get ready to lift our spirits and sing with Tom Robinson.
while we just make the amplifiers work, I'd like to say thank you to everybody for coming on the march. And thank you to everybody for staying on for this the whole evening, for the whole afternoon's entertainment. It's really great to see so many people here. A message from England. The British police are the best in the world. I don't believe one of these stories I've heard about them raiding gay bars for no reason at all. Lining the customers up by the wall. Picking out people, knocking them down. Resisting arrest as they're kicked on the ground. Searching their houses and calling them queer. I don't believe that sort of thing happens here. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Lesbians, wonderful fun. You ain't fit to mother a daughter or son. There's no newts in Gay News, our last magazine, but they still found excuses to call it obscene. Read how disgusting we are in the press. The Telegraph, People and Sunday Express. Molesters of children, corruptors of youth. It's there in the paper, it must be the truth. So sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Now don't try to kid us. Safe as we walk down the street. You don't have to mince or make bitchy remarks to get beaten unconscious and left in the dark. I had a friend who was gentle and short, got lonely one evening or went for a walk. Queer beaters caught him and kicked in his teeth. Got only hospitalized for a week. He still bears the scars. So sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. And sit back and watch as they close down our clubs. Arrest us for meeting and smash up our pubs. Make sure your boyfriend's at least 21. And if you're a lesbian, don't be a mum. Lie to your workmates, lie to your folks. Put down the queens and tell anti-queer jokes. Gay lib's ridiculous, join their laughter. The buggers are legal now. What more are they after? Thank you. Okay, there's a lot of people still.
still waiting to come on and perform and say a few things to you, so I'm only going to do another short number. But it's one that I'd like you to sing, because we're still being broadcast live over the radio. And I'd like the people out on the radio to hear everybody gathered here today sing this song, not to the straight people of America. We aren't concerned with them. We're talking about our sisters and our brothers who are out there too frightened to come out today. To all those people, is a song written by Noel Gregg in England, which goes, all you gay women, all you gay men, come together, stand together, and each other's rights defend. All you gay women, all you gay men, come together, stand together, and each other's rights defend. Why don't you come and join in? All you gay women,
everybody,
all you gay men, come together, stand together. Cities, some are black and some are white. Some you see and some are hidden in the shadows of the night. To be gay is to be fighting all the prejudice and lies that condemn us to be running scared and lonely all our lives. This is the time to take a stand. Workers, women, gays and black and white, now opening our eyes to the need to take control of both our bodies and our lives.
Find a microphone, all right? The next speaker comes from the labor movement. He was an organizer of the boycott on Coors, which I think is one of the finest things we've ever done and the most successful. It is my pleasure to introduce from San Francisco, Howard Wallace.
In California last year, when Senator John Briggs first placed his witch hunting measure on the ballot, the polls showed us losing 2-1. Barely halfway through the campaign, the entire labor movement throughout the state had unanimously voiced its opposition to the Briggs Initiative. In stark contrast, the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce refused to take a position. Now, the labor movement was not only our only ally in defeating Briggs, but it was certainly the largest and most powerful one. Its support came early and solidly, making it easier for others to follow. So not only are we everywhere in this land, but our presence is starting to be felt everywhere, including in the unions and at the workplace. Allow me, please, to greet you on behalf of our working class sisters and brothers from California who cannot be with us here today. Because there are vast numbers of telephone workers, truck drivers, office workers, retail clerks, machinists, aerospace workers, public employees, hotel and restaurant workers, all kinds of workers who are here in spirit today. It is they who one day will have not only the will, but the power, real power, to bring the whole system of humiliation, oppression, and exploitation to a grinding halt. It is they who will win their non-gay sisters and brothers to the justice of our cause and together begin the reshaping of the society from its foundations. They will bring to the world of the working place our message. We are family. They will give that word family a new meaning, one that brings us together instead of pitting us against each other. Of course, the present reality is not so promising. Our struggle is not the only struggle. The most devastating inequalities of our time are economic. All of the festering problems of modern capitalist society are now bearing down on us all at once. We are sliding into a deepening recession that some leading economists predict will become a major depression. In such times, every kind of social inequality always becomes magnified. Crude and primitive scapegoating of minorities who are weak, isolated, vulnerable, or simply different is becoming commonplace. We are presently sitting ducks for these misdirected pent-up hatreds. Powerful people are setting us up, portraying us as alien to other progressive movements. In spite of these ominous times, we have reason for optimism. We've built a strong mass movement in the face of huge obstacles. We can choose the direction we'll take. How will we use that new one power? In coalition with other liberation movements? Or will we allow it to be immobilized in exchange for government patronage positions? Stronger movements have fallen victim to that trap. Will we continue to tolerate extreme economic, racial, and sexual privilege in our own communities, or the abuse of workers in gay-owned establishments? Will we allow ourselves to be bought off by vicious corporations like Adolf Coors Company? We can't take our rightful place in the revolutionary process of our times unless third world gay people, lesbian and gay workers can move to the forefront of our movement. A new day is coming. It will come so much sooner if we cast out the great authoritarian father figures housed in our minds. If we shed our self-hatred and shame. If we stop assuming that the president, governors, mayors, and officials know better than we. If we trust to our own strength instead of Democratic and Republican hierarchies. If we remember the battle cry that inspired the early labor movement, an injury to one is an injury to all. Thank you.
Thank you. Howard Wallace, I have introduced the next woman so many times that I feel like we're a comedy team right here. Of course, she is the author of Sexual Politics, Seat of Flying, Kate Millett!
Thank you. Can I talk to you about love? That's why we're here, isn't it? May I remind you that love is against the law? That love, as we know it, is a criminal activity? That lovemaking involves illegal acts? We are here because we have committed them. And we enjoyed them enormously. an army of lovers. That is a fearful thing. In an establishment such as we have come against today that gives you pornography, child abuse, and warfare, we really threaten uptight America. Because one of the most effective ways to control people is through sex, through shame, through guilt. Remember it. We are the agents of one of the most important social transformations that has ever taken place since the beginning of patriarchy. The size of our march in 10 years, we have gone from not even being a word you said in public to a great national force. We have been marching a long time, though. We came through history. We came through the persecution of the Middle Ages. We came through the fires. The first movement in Germany in the 19th century, the first movement for sexual freedom, was exterminated in the camps. That will not be our fate. We are now too big. But we are dangerous. In a fascist society, in a growing authoritarianism like you get in America, which is getting to be more and more a country run by guards, we are a terrible, seditious force. We have come through the persecution of love to its restoration. But don't forget, we're outlaws. It's our great advantage. That's why I recommend it to you. We are all that is feared. We are the unknown, the undiscovered, the never dared. We are the only minority group also that you can join overnight. In the twinkling of an eye, in fact. We who have committed the crime of loving, we are freedom with more risks than servitude ever offered. We dared to know pleasure. May I say pleasure again? I don't think it's been mentioned much today. We had guts enough to love. They tried to cover this with guilt, shame, dishonor. They made it as awful for us as they could, but it was wonderful. It is getting more wonderful. This is the experience that we share. This is why we are here together today, because of a shared experience. Fellow criminals, never forget your nights and the days of your fighting for their freedom. Remember this experience. It is the tenderest, finest moment of our lives. And in the clamor for our civil rights, always remember that they never granted them nor withdrew them. They only stole them. And remember most of all that we have so much more to give them than they have ever taken from us. We have been places. We have known things, seen, suffered, feared, felt, experienced, ecstasy, hell, wonder, all through our illegal acts. They have brought us the full richness of the human experience. Our freedom, finally, when they understand it at last, is theirs. So keep loving, keep making love, and soon there will be enough. Thank you. Kate Millett, brilliant, genius, dedicated, loving, radical feminist. My sister, my love, we would like to give you more, but they're gonna... Came about. Well, I'll tell you, these writers certainly have a way with words, don't they? We have an emergency announcement. It's absolutely essential that Kim from Woodstock come to the stage immediately. Kim from Woodstock. And naturally, they get all these gorgeous speeches. Hey, I didn't do my speech and just get off, did I? I came out and emceed, and what do I have to do? I have to call for 20 volunteers to help strike the sound system. It's essential right now that we need 20 volunteers. So I'm going to ask for 20 people to put their hands up, and if 40 people put them up, then 40 volunteer. But please, in 20 minutes, volunteer to spend an hour striking the sound system. How many people will volunteer to strike this sound system? Hands up! I don't see enough hands, so we gotta wait. I still don't see enough hands. Come on, I only see 8 hands, and I need 20 hands. Let's go. They've worked all afternoon. They've been working 24 hours. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Come on. 13, 2 hands don't count. They only count as 1, honey. Put them down and quit waving. 14, 15, 16, 17. All right, we got 20 volunteers. Y'all get a kiss. I'll see you backstage. Now, calm, calm. I am about to introduce a woman who is a mentor to probably most of the major people in the women's liberation movement. Without Flo Kennedy, there would be no women's liberation movement. My friend, Florence Kennedy.
Come on, stay here, stay here.
Okay, everybody, while my chorus gets together, hurry up, chorus, get over here, y'all, hurry up. I just want to tell you, in solidarity, at sundown tonight, lesbians and gay men from San Diego to San Francisco will be meeting at the ocean, shining their flashlights to give us in Washington their love and support. Okay. This song, hurry up, we've only got 2 minutes. This song is dedicated to Anita Bryant. And I've got Arlie Scott, and I've got Kate Millett, and I've got women from Texas, and I've got a woman from New Haven, and men from Canada, and everybody. Nothing could be sweeter than to find out that Anita is a lesbian. Nothing could be finer than her sharing her vagina with a woman. Even if she tried it out for only one day, she'd find out what fun it is to be gay. But instead she soured civil rights and dated Broward. She's a lesbian. Give him the fist. Yay, thank you. It's Barry here. That was Blackberry. That was Mary. That was everybody. Maxine Feldman, a quality street chorus. Thank you all, thank you all. I've got 2 minutes, here goes. Remember tomorrow, you are not just gay. You are not just oppressed. You are taxpayers. You are voters, and you are consumers, and you've got power. You've got consumer power. You've got woman power. You've got lesbian power. You've got parent power. And you've got gay power. When you go to the members of Congress, don't just talk about civil rights for gay people. Talk about the abolition of the antitrust division for failure to enforce the laws against the oil companies. Talk about $98 billion for the MX missile, and you don't have money to pay your tuition to law school. I want every student, when you go back to campus, to demand your money, and if they don't give it to you, demand an investigation by Health, Education, and Welfare, and if that doesn't work, demand the abolition of Health, Education, and Welfare. It's a crock of shit. If you can't get your rights through your government, demand the abolition of the agency that is supposed to be for the civil rights for the people. And if you can't get your tuition paid through law school, through medical school, and through engineering school, demand that no student vote for any member of Congress that voted for the $98 billion MX missile. And if you can't pay your fuel bills, demand to know why every year since 1950, the oil companies in the Arab area... Oh, I'm out of time. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm out of time. But I just want to tell you, you tell Congress that we are voters, we are taxpayers, we've got powers, and we want the FCC to require that national advertisers give women, men, gay, and breeders an opportunity to do our programming. We want programs by Robin Tyler.
All right.
We want programs by Rose Jordan. We want our people to produce for primetime television. And if they say they're that you're not ready, you tell them to kiss your ass. And I said so. Thank you.
Flo Kennedy, the